Saudi officials have revealed that 15 Saudi citizens were involved in Monday's suicide bombing attacks in Riyadh. 9 of them died at the scene, along with the 25 victims. The officials also have denied charges from the U.S. ambassador in Riyadh that they ignored warnings from American intelligence operatives that a terrorist attack was imminent. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is in Riyadh. What more do you know about these attacks?
Well, the Saudis are linking these attacks to a couple of incidents last week. Apparently, there was a shootout at a house that was under surveillance. The assailants fled, but the Saudis found explosives there. And this building was 100 yards from the Jeddawal compound, one of the targets, and that's where I am right now. It was a target that actually the bombers did not manage to get all the way in, but blew apart the back gate. In addition to this incident last week, the Saudis put out pictures of 19 al-Qaeda suspects. I'm told that these were al-Qaeda suspects that were under investigation for about a year, but that the Saudis finally made it public, a real public appeal, which was surprising, to get Saudi citizens to turn these men in.
So Saudi officials are denying charges from Ambassador Robert Jordan?
Well, Ambassador Jordan, he was talking about that he had these warnings, and he urged the Saudis to step up security at housing compounds. Now, there are hundreds of these compounds around the country, as many as 300, I'm told. But while the ambassador was making these comments, another U.S. official told me, you know, we're just trying to keep the Saudis' feet to the fire. Another one said that we're frustrated with where we are in terms of cooperation. But there are some more positive indications that the Saudis are taking the threat seriously. There's a Saudi Gazette editorial today, and I'll just read you a bit. It says, this is not the product of one day but the result of underestimating the threat from evil forces, although there were indications of the emergence of this extremist group in Saudi society. So I think there is some recognition of the problem now.
Some Americans have been told to leave the country. Are they doing that?
Many are, and the ambassador called in people yesterday and made a very urgent appeal, especially to get kids out. He said Saudi Arabia is one of the fronts in the battle on terrorism, and that children and civilians don't belong on the battlefield. So that was a very strong message, I would say.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.